My name is Rachel Roffey. I created this show because I wanted to help you see that if you have a choice, you can choose a better life. If you're listening to this podcast, you're in a pretty fortunate position. You have free will, ability to connect to the internet, and access to all kinds of new education. This podcast is meant to help you make the most of your good fortune. We talk with all kinds of people here from all walks of life because I want you to see that no matter what your situation, there's always a way to create a life that you're proud of. Hello! Today's episode is all about when tough things happen to you. So tough things happen to everybody. It's just a part of life. And while we don't always have a choice of things happening to us that we don't automatically love, we do have a choice on how we respond to them. And so that's what this podcast is about today. We're going to go over several different ways where you can take a negative that happens in your life and flip it into a positive. You know, the premise of this podcast is if you have a choice, choose a better life. And so I want to give you ways to be equipped so that you can actually do that and choose a better life and have tools in your kind of tool belt of choice. We're going to go through several different ways and just listen to for whatever would work the best for you. I'll have 10 different ways, and some of these might not speak to you, some of them might. So just kind of mentally file whatever ones do work for you. And the next time something not so stellar happens to you, just try out one of these things and see how it goes for you. All right, so let's get started. First thing that you can do if something negative happens to you is to take that energy that you feel, so maybe you feel anger or misery or upset, whatever it is, and just funnel it into something else. Maybe you get really mad at your boss and you turn that into a great workout, or you turn it into cleaning your kitchen. Or, you know, so many of the greatest pieces of arts, greatest songs, they're fueled from like heartbreak and negative emotions. I mean, Taylor Swift comes to mind when I talk about this, and just her whole career was started because she had terrible experiences with ex-boyfriends and she wrote songs about them. There's so many amazing masterpieces that have been created from people who had a bad experience with something and they fuel that energy into something else. So I'm not saying not to feel your feelings. Feel your feelings, but I don't want you to wallow in them. I want you to feel whatever you're feeling, and then instead of repeating the story of why you're not feeling good over and over and over, just fuel it into something else and funnel it into something that actually brings you fulfillment. The next thing that you can do is look to see where you can find solutions. An example of something that happened to me a couple of years ago, I started publishing books on Kindle. And so I was publishing them on Amazon. I was having a lot of headaches and frustration about their formatting. So to publish a book on Kindle, you need to adhere to their formatting guidelines. And especially at the time, it was ridiculously hard to get the books formatted correctly because Amazon had piles of documentation. It was super dry. None of it made sense. And I just found that every time I uploaded a book, no matter what I did, the formatting would come out wrong. And so when people would look at the books on their Kindle reader, it would just look really weird and it would be very hard to read. And so I was getting all these negative reviews. My sales were going down and I obviously didn't feel proud of what I was turning in, but I didn't know how to fix it because I tried a million times and I'm not tech savvy at all. So it was just driving me crazy. I ended up working with a programmer and actually had him create a software for me where basically we would take different books, put it into the software, and then the books would end up coming out Kindle formatted perfectly. And so we would post them to Kindle and everything would be great. And so that program was called Kinstant Formatter, and it actually came out in 2010. It's now 2014, and we still sell every single day. I ended up deciding to sell the software. We still sell a copy every single day, years and years later, because this is such a problem for so many people. So why I bring this up is because if something's happening in your life that is driving you crazy, then look to see how you can find a solution, because maybe it's something that you can offer as a product or a service. Maybe it's something that has to do with your life purpose. Maybe it's even just something that you can help others with in a big way. So maybe this is a lesson you can pass down to your children or tell your friends about it. Tell other people who have dealt with the same thing. This could be something that you can really help a lot of people with. Another thing that you can do if something negative comes up is just get some perspective on it. And so when I say that, I say, is this going to matter to me in a year? Is it going to matter to me in a month? Will it even matter to me in a week or by tomorrow? Because a lot of times it won't. A lot of times where something happens and then is really not that big of a deal, but we just, because it's in that moment, it looks like a bigger deal. So just try to step out of it for a second. And going even further into the perspective thing, you can also think about how much worse whatever's happening could be, but it isn't. So for example, let's say, you know, you get mad at your child. You can think, if it works for you, this doesn't work for everybody, but you can think, you know, oh my God, at least I have a child. It would be so much worse if something happened to her or him, something like that. If you get in trouble at work or something, it could be, what happened if I wouldn't even have a job? What would happen then? Either of those things could help just give you more perspective on what the magnitude of whatever you're upset about really is. Another thing that you can do if something negative happens is just remind yourself that sometimes there has to be lows in order to know the pleasures of the highs. If you always felt just awesome, you wouldn't really know that awesome felt awesome. It would just feel regular for you. So sometimes if less than stellar things happen, it actually helps just give you perspective. So sometimes, like, I'll tell myself if I feel like I'm having a breakdown in something, that I'm breaking down so that I can break through. And so I'll look at it as a chance to open up more amazingness in my life because I'm really feeling whatever I'm feeling that's not so good. Another thing you can do is, depending on whatever you're feeling negative about, you can use this as an opportunity to get closer with people. Maybe something's really bothering you, and you can use this as an opportunity to be vulnerable and ask somebody for help. Be a great opportunity to get to know somebody better. Or if other people have the same type of problem and you keep running into it, maybe you can join a forum, a support group, whatever. If it's something where maybe at work you're getting some tough feedback, then you can look at this as an opportunity to A, feel compassion for whoever has to give you the tough feedback. You can acknowledge that it's hard for them. And maybe you can even schedule more time with that person to, for example, if it's a boss, you can schedule time with them to do touchbacks on your progress at work and do your best to improve because, I mean, we all want to be the best that we can be. If it's something where, you know, maybe you're getting in an argument with your partner or something, you can take this as an opportunity to get even closer with them and look at it as a way to find potential solutions together, be vulnerable about what's behind whatever's happening. I mean, if you want to use this as an opportunity to be closer with people, you definitely can. Another thing that you can do, something negative happens, is just remind yourself that this is kind of the beauty of life. You know, take some time to just be grateful that you're human, that you have a body, you're alive, and that you get to experience a range of emotions. So when something negative happens, you can just say, you know, yeah, some things do suck about being human, but there's also some really amazing things. There's great people in my life, the taste of delicious food, smell of fresh flowers, how great it feels when you get a massage, when you take a bath, whatever brings you pleasure. So you can take whatever is happening that's negative and just use this to remind yourself that you're so lucky to be alive. Another thing you can do if something negative happens is just ask yourself, what can the best possible outcome be from this? So, for example, let's say even if something tragic happens, like someone dies or something, you can ask yourself, what's the best possible thing that can happen from this? So maybe you now get to be closer with your family, or you get to let someone help you and it draws you guys closer. Maybe you just realize that someone stops suffering now. Or maybe you can even do something in the person who died's honor because you want to have their spirit live on. We've all seen different charity campaigns from people who created them because someone close to them passed away. And it ended up creating all this goodwill in the world. So if you ask yourself what the best case can be from whatever's happening, it can really help you make a positive from it. If it's something like you get in an argument with someone, well, then this can be a great way to establish new communication. A lot of times arguments are just mismatched expectations. So you can use it to either establish better expectations or maybe to communicate clearer boundaries. There's all kinds of things you can do. So just whenever something negative happens, ask yourself, what's the positive? If you're feeling upset because you've gained weight, ask yourself, what's the benefit from this? So for me, for example, I think I've mentioned in another podcast how I got this thing called PCOS and it made me gain a bunch of weight. And basically now I can just practically everything makes me gain weight. I'd been gaining like more and more weight every year and drove me crazy at first. But now I look at it as, and I'm not perfect about it, but I'll look at it like, okay, this is kind of great because I'm forced now to eat super, super healthy, because if I eat anything that's not healthy, I'm going to gain weight really easily. So this is a great opportunity to get more greens into my diet. When I have more greens, I feel more energized anyway. So that's great. Those are some different things that you can do. Another thing you can do is if something negative happens, use it as a possible learning experience for yourself. For example, You know how if you're talking to two different people and you're trying to figure out who's telling the truth and who's lying, the person who's lying is usually going to over-exaggerate why they're telling the truth. They'll just go on and on and on about how truthful they are, whereas the person who's telling the truth, they'll just be kind of clear, like they'll just say their truth and that's it. They don't really need to go and elaborate because they're secure in their truth. So the same thing happens if something happens where maybe someone says something about you or something and you really get mad about it. Usually that's an awesome opportunity for you to realize that there's probably a kernel of truth to it, because if it didn't resonate with you and you didn't believe it, you wouldn't care. If you hear something that bothers you, think about how you can work through that. So for me, I know my general rule of thumb is that anytime something negative comes up for me, maybe someone says something or I even just experience a negative emotion, I ask myself, what's going on behind this? Why is this bothering me? And it becomes then a beautiful vehicle for clearing out whatever's upsetting me. So get back to the origin of why this started to bother me and how I can just change my story around it. You know, it's not going to work in all situations, but for example, you know, if someone died, maybe it's hard to learn, unless actually even in that case, if someone died because they got something that was preventable, such as, you know, lung cancer from smoking, you can take that as a learning lesson too. So in many cases, it does work as well. Another thing that you can do is just assume that everything that's happening is happening for your highest good. So, you know, even if it's not true, it's not a bad mindset to have to just go through the world assuming that everything's happening for your highest good. I can think of far less empowering mindsets. So find the blessing in whatever is happening. Even if you break up with somebody or something, realize that a lot of times people will say that they broke up with people was the best thing that ever happened to them, or people got fired, it turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to them. So just know that whatever is happening for your highest good, and just be glad for it. So the last thing you can do is just take ownership of whatever's bothering you. What I mean is, if something keeps coming up in your life and it keeps bothering you, then make it your business to figure out the solution to it so that it's either stops happening to you, because sometimes we seem to get life lessons over and over and over until we learn how to just get through them. Or if it happens again anyway, after you've come up with a solution, then you're going to be able to move through it a lot faster. So whatever happens in your life, especially if you have this belief that everything's happening for your highest good, and you take ownership of whatever's happening because you know that it's meant to help teach you something, then you'll be able to just move through a lot faster, not let things take you down, and just keep moving on. So I hope this helps you. As I said, you might not resonate with every single one that I've mentioned, but even if one or two popped up at you as I was going through them, that would be phenomenal. And just again, if something happens in your life that's not so great, and of course it's going to happen, then just think back to your arsenal here of tools that you can use and apply them and see if it helps you. Just experiment. I'd love to hear how it goes. So if you have any thoughts or comments or anything, feel free to go on rachelroffay.com. Any questions, you can also feel free to join our Facebook group, rachelroffay.com/Facebook group. So if you have anything going on there and you want to talk about it or look for reframes or brag about a way that you've been able to reframe, you're totally welcome to come in there. And that's it for now. So thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to A Better Life. You can find all show notes for this episode at rachelroffay.com. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe so you can automatically get access to all new shows. Let's also connect. Just go onto Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram /Rachel Roffay, and we can talk there. The opinions of all guests here are their own, and I'm not necessarily endorsing any of them. I do want to give you perspective, though. And always remember, if you have a choice, choose a better life.